Jamil on the beat. Greetings and salutations. Welcome to the podcast, the Correctly Mistaken Podcast. I'm your host, Wes Osei. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe, and unsubscribe, but then once again, rate and review. And do that as many times as you like. Doesn't matter. We appreciate the support. Definitely do. Now, I did say at one point in time that obviously we're not going to talk, you know, Donald Trump and been talking a lot about him. And this is a politics podcast, but it's a society culture podcast. But the top story or the biggest thing that is going on right now is in our country's politics. And it's very hard to focus on, you know, well, first of all, let's not say it's very hard because first and foremost, all our hearts and prayers are with the many thousands of people who have lost their life to coronavirus. Also thankful for the many people and for the people who have survived it as well. Blessings to you that you're able to survive it. But people who are dealing with the laws, let's please continue to keep them in our prayers. Today has been actually a great day in terms of today being Sunday. I'm recording on Sunday morning here. And that they have the first batches of the vaccine in Michigan at the Pfizer plant up in Michigan this morning. They're showing them being loaded onto the trucks and getting ready to be transported all over the country. It is a tremendous feat to see this happening in terms of a vaccine, because usually vaccines don't come into play into 3 to 5 years a lot of times. And I guess if you want to give Trump some credit in terms of Operation Warp Speed, I know the White House didn't spearhead everything, but in terms of getting the structure or whatever the case in place, people being in that administration who are grown-ups, I'm not saying every person in that administration is crazy. I know many people in that administration are ready to move on, but for us to have a vaccine this quickly in the game is truly, truly remarkable. And hopefully everybody takes it. I understand the doubts, understand the trepidation, especially from people of my color, black folk, us. I mean, we all have that trepidation. You know, we say, why do we have to take the vaccine if we never had the virus? And you know, we go back to the Tuskegee Airmen trials what they did to those gentlemen in terms of, you know, the syphilis situation. So there's a lot of actual live and factual things that happened that why people of color should have some trepidation. But showing the way they're doing it in terms of the presidents, or the former three presidents, the living presidents, and Obama, Bush, and Clinton, are going to take it in public. Other health officials and doctors are going to take it in public. They have some doctors who are saying they're going to, you know, make like a vlog or like a diary of it in terms of, you know, everybody following the steps of how they got to the vaccine into their arm, because they're looking to, you know, to drum up public trust. Because, you know, and this is a time that we're living in, and it's so funny. We're living through the coronavirus, and we're dealing with that. And you would think that this should be our only situation that we're dealing with. This should be the only biggest story. This should be all our energy, and everything should be going into talking about coronavirus, talking about what we got to do to stay safe, the vaccines, and getting them out, and getting into people's arms. That's it. It's all we should be discussing. But the situation is, we're discussing so much more outside of that realm. Because it's happening to the person that's the most powerful man in the world. in terms of the president of the United States, our current president, in Donald J. Trump. And we all know what's been going on since the election on November 3rd, that Joe Biden won in a fair and free election. And he has done everything to try to overturn the results of the election. And we've been dealing with that as well as one of our, well, the greatest pandemic to hit our country, you know, since the, you know, the early 1900s in 1918 with the Spanish flu. And we have found ourselves discussing him more because of what he's doing and his acts and trying to do anything and everything to overturn the election. And I find it, and one of the things that really perplexes me is why now? Like, seriously, why now? Why with this president in this situation, there's fraud? Why now? And the reason I think about it and I say, well, and I put it on Twitter, well, I didn't put it on Twitter. Somebody else tweeted it and I screenshotted it and I posted to my Instagram page at Correctly Mistaken Podcast. And the gentleman was just talking about how can anybody vote for the Republican Party anymore? And the gentleman put on here, and I thought it was interesting. I'm trying to find it right here for you guys real quick because I posted it on my Insta. I'm not going to find it. Here it is. His name is Vincent J. Edondi. I believe he is a reporter, I believe. I'm not sure. He is verified. But over on Twitter, like, yeah, how does the whole verify on Twitter work anyway? Period. On Instagram, I guess you got to have a certain amount. I heard you could also like buy verification, which I think is very stupid, but whatever. Over 3,000 people a day are dying, and we essentially have no government. Trump, Pence, etc. have checked out. Staffers looking for jobs. McConnell doesn't care. We are leaderless. This is a crime against humanity. 3,000 people a day dead. How can anyone ever vote Republican again? And really, and see, I'm not one that believes in terms of, you know, party affiliation, in terms of that you die with your party. I believe there should be criticism for both Democrat and Republicans. Now, if you had to pin myself, you know, I would pin myself as a, you know, independent, somebody who has some conservative values, but believes in a lot of the progressive things as well. But really, the question is, how does anyone ever vote Republican again? Because as you can clearly see, and as we, if you're, unless you're living under a fucking rock, which, you know, it's very hard to do now in 2020 with everything that's been going on, you will realize that we have, it's been an exposure or a lifting of the veil of what the Republican Party is truly and only about. And it took somebody to come in that, you know, was I don't want to say trailblazer, nothing positive about the president, but in terms of somebody that had his gruff or somebody maybe stick-to-ness or somebody who his brazenness of who he is and what he represents, they were looking for somebody to bring that out of him. Now, many wouldn't tell you that because they don't, maybe subconsciously, and that's probably happened. They wouldn't say tell you that directly. But if you really were to talk to a Republican and you were to get one you know, maybe over a cup of Johnny Walker's one night, and you hanging out, and he just got to talking, or he or she, and it's a, you know, a true blue Republican, they would probably, you know, well, true blue, that's funny, true blue. Blue is, you know, considered Democrat. So true red Republican. And they would probably tell you that they have no interest in the American people. Because it's all about everything that they're doing is just to hold on to power. A power to have their ideology on this country. Or even so, not worrying about the American people, but worrying about the donors who give to them, who finance their campaigns, the lobbyists, the corporations. The situation going on right now in terms of the reason why the COVID relief bill is being held up by Mitch McConnell is because Mitch McConnell wants corporate liability protection. Corporate liability protection. And that means, and for 5 years. So people who had COVID, or let's say for instance, at their job didn't do a good job in terms of making sure they had the proper protocols in place to stop the spread, to keep their workers safe, to keep their employees safe. If they did not do that and workers caught COVID and they felt that their job is liable for that, or the company that they work for, with this liability protection for 5 years, they will not be able to sue or go after their employer. And the Democrats are saying, okay, because they want direct payments, and the Republicans are willing to give that, but they want this in. And really, if you think about it, to get $1,200 and then not be able to go after your employer if they did a complete total failure of a job to keep you safe and protected, where now there's some liability from that employer, they feel as if we can't grant that. So now all we're going to be able to give you is $1,200, $500 to each kid. But you were at a job that had no disregard, that had complete and total disregard for COVID because of the way they went about doing their policies and procedures. There should be some liability to that. And Mitch McConnell does not want that to happen. Sorry, I had to reach out for something, and some stuff fell, because I am recording live. So that's the situation. What is going on now, and why we cannot get any COVID relief. And you think about it, we're taxpayers. We pay our taxes to the government every year, billions of dollars. When we pay it, it goes to the federal government. And because of right now and people needing help, the people who are in corporations, who they don't pay any taxes, they only keep money or earn money based on how they have the government set up. Even now, in a time where people are hurting, people don't have jobs, people don't have a way to put food on the table, they still want to keep the money away. I mean, think about that. They still want to keep the money away. They don't want to give anything. Because the minute they give money or they give out, it messes up the structure of how they make money. And it's so sad because we just cannot put capitalism on pause. In this country, in the United States, we cannot put capitalism on pause. And that's a whole other pod, but it's just amazing you know, how we just can't put it on pause and help people who can't work. If people, you don't want people going to work, we'll pay people to stay at home, like other countries are doing. But we don't do that here. Because the bottom line in the United States of America, motherfuckers got to get paid. And they don't get paid, it's a problem. But the way they get paid is this economy that's strong. But nobody doesn't have any money. They don't have any jobs. They can't give in. They can't, not give in, what's the word? Patronize the economy. Not patronize. That's not the damn word. Y'all know I can't talk. They can't give into the economy. They can't be a part of it. They can't participate in the economy. They patronize was a good word. You could patronize the economy. You could patronize somebody else as well. But you could patronize and be, and yeah, you could do that. But people can't do that. I'm sorry, I was literally having a conversation in my head. But people can't do that. But the fact of the matter is, they can't put it on pause. People have to get paid, no matter what the cost. Corporations got to make their money. And the Republicans, Mitch McConnell, they're more about the people who have donated, their donors, and their special interest to the American people. But then on top of that, we got going on. We go back to the president, who has lost his election now, I think, three or four times. Somebody put on Twitter the other day how many times Biden has won his election. He is now the 67th president of the United States of America. I find that to be pretty funny. That was funny. Because he keeps winning. Georgia keeps doing the recounts three times, and Biden comes out the winner. And see, what makes this so troubling? Now, let's go back to the moves before we say that. Now, we heard the breaking news on Friday night, that Texas lawsuit, that those 17 attorney AG Republican attorney generals of the country signed on, and then another 126 House Republicans signed on an actual lawsuit to go to the Supreme Court, Texas suing other states of how they do their election results, or suing other states over their election results and how they go about the procedure or the process of running their elections. Now, what every lawyer, pundit, or expert attorney, or somebody that has the constitute has knowledge in constitutional law knew that this wasn't going anywhere. But see, the situation is, it's not the point of it not going anywhere, because we all knew that. Our state, our courts, our judicial system is holding up. The Supreme Court, our Constitution, is holding up. Our democracy is holding up. But see, the situation is, we're really seeing what the Republican Party is really all about. What's going on now? Donald Trump has brought it out of him. He's exposed them. Think about it. Donald Trump, who has taken over the Republican Party, but he's also exposed them for who they are. Because the fact of the matter, that them just going along with this, only because of they don't want to lose a base of Trump supporters, just shows they just want the power or the votes to stay in office, so they can continue to enjoy the perks, enjoy all the benefits and bonuses of being a United States elected official, senator, or congressman. But then you tell yourself, if you're truly about the people and you know what's right or wrong, how do you do this? How do you allow for this to happen? Because they're showing that they're not about governing. They're not even about democracy. The Republicans just want to win every year. And if they can't win fair and square, they're going to figure out ways to suppress the vote and cheat so they can stay in power and you cannot vote, predominantly in areas where people of color dominate the demographics in that county, city, province. Municipal. Did I say that right? Municipal. I don't know. Y'all know I can't talk. But that's the situation. And for them to sign on shows what they're about. This election was fair and square. And see, it's funny that you have, I guess, Republicans still spewing this nonsense on these conservative outlets like Newsmax and OAN that are starting to have a huge following. They're leaving Fox News because Fox News said, you know what, if we want to remain a top media outlet, we're going to have to start telling the truth. And because they stopped lying and started telling the truth, people don't want to hear them no more. They want to go to Newsmax and OAN, where they're still spouting this foolishness of there being an open election still and it not being over. And you have people, Republicans, still going on these stations saying these crazy things. I'll let you hear one. Jim Jordan, congressman from Ohio. This is what he had to say about the election.
President Trump wins 19 of the 20 bellwether counties around the country, increases his vote with Hispanic Americans, African Americans, but somehow Joe Biden, who hung out in his basement, who would have a rally and get 55 people when the president would have a rally and get 55,000 people, somehow Joe Biden gets 80 million votes and wins. He gets 12 million more votes than Barack Obama did. Mm-hmm. So it nothing squares with what we know and historically what's happened.
So their argument is Donald Trump got more votes than any incumbent president in history. Okay, that is true. But Joe Biden got more votes than any presidential candidate in the history of this country. That is also true. Joe Biden got 81 million votes. Trump got around 74 million, about a 7 million difference. And because they want to say, I got more votes than any incumbent, okay, that's fine. But what about the other side that voted for the other candidate in the other party? He got even more votes than any presidential candidate in the history of this country. And it's so funny to me how the 74 million votes that that Trump received, the Republican Party received, is fine. Those are valid. But the 81 million votes that Biden received, those need to be questioned. And then even Jim Jordan, who got reelected, he won his seat in Congress again. He won. And see, it's so funny that they sit here, because if you get a presidential ballot or a ballot period in whatever state that you're in, whatever race that you have going on, it's going to be a whole ballot, the presidential all the way down. And it's funny how they keep leaving that fact out. The ballot is a ballot. It's one ballot that you select all your candidates on. For most all the states. But for some kind of reason, the top one was corrupt. But what about your race? Your race was good though, right, Jim Jordan? There was no fraud because you won. And see, that's the situation with this president. There isn't fraud. There's only fraud because he lost. And because instead of, he doesn't care about governing the people, he wants to stay in power. Because he also knows what he has dealing with or what he has in front of his face once he's out of office come January 20th at noon. And to hear the stories now, you hear a congressman in Texas talking about possible secession, leaving the country. In terms of secession means a state becoming their own nation in Texas. They've talked about that nonsense before. Something that won't happen. But for them to even speak about it because of this is nonsense. And 126 Republicans, House Republicans, signed this petition supporting this lawsuit of results that we know are for Biden. He won the election. Trump finds it very hard to be a loser to his, and according to him, his brand. But the fact of the matter is, bruh, you lost. And you lost pretty big. Everybody doesn't like you. The majority of people don't like you. Actually, 32% of people who came out and voted, they said their vote was a vote against Trump. It really wasn't a vote for Biden. It was a vote against Trump and your complete lack of any type of way, of any type of demeanor, unfit to run this office. People knew it. People saw it. You were an embarrassment. A global mockery when the UN laughed at you. When you said you had the greatest administration in the history of the country, they laughed. Because you're a joke. The joke's on you. And you lost. And it makes it so dangerous that these Republicans who are committing acts of treason. I agree with Senator Chris Murphy. He came out and said, this is treacherous. How can you have these Republicans represent these states and their constituents when they're coming in believing that our elections have issues, where they got elected, where it's okay that they won, they got elected, no issues there, but because of a president who's crying, throwing temper tantrums like a child, hollering and yelling and berating on Twitter, anyone, Republicans, Democrats, Bill Barr, to the Republican senators, to Republican governors, Ducey in Arizona, Governor Kemp in Georgia, because he's mad and he's upset. And he's pissed off because he's been rejected. America has rejected you, Donald Trump. Yes. 74 million people did vote for you, but 81 million people voted for Joe Biden. And it is what it is. Like you said in the Axios interview a while back about coronavirus deaths, it is what it is. And this is what it is. You're lost. And what we're doing now, this is so dangerous. And the Republican Party is showing what they're all about. They're showing it. They are showing that they are a party that does not care about helping people, helping their daily lives get better. That's the whole point when you're an elected official. When you go to Washington to represent your constituents, is you working every day to make the lives of the American people and the people that you represent personally, directly, to make that better. That's it. And they don't care. They rather drown themselves in conspiracy theories and go along with a president that is lame duck and is leaving only because they want to keep his base so they can vote for them and they can stay in power. Wow. It's amazing. So the question I pose to you, how the hell does anyone ever vote Republican again? Until next time, love everybody, hate no one. This is the Correctly Mistaken Podcast, and I'm your host, your boy Wes Osei. Be blessed. Peace.